Today's Monday, April 20th. Here's what's coming up on the mayor's office.
What do you think Alec Boehm's OPS is?
I'm going to be really bad at this. Let's see.
Dude, I didn't know this either. I'm just diving in.
I'm going to say 874.
That's awesome guess. 1,056, dude. Almost 1,100.
Wow.
The best hitter on the Phillies right now is Alec Boehm.
And I'm in love with this good life. Can't give it up. Make it to the top. Keep climbing. I wanna live it up. I'm the good life. I'm coming up. I'm coming up. The good life. Good life. Oh, good life. Good life. Good life. Good life.
Boom! Coming in hot. Shit you on a Monday. What's up, brother?
What's up, dude? Look, you're finally in your house. Did you know how to get home? You've been gone for so long. Did you forget how to drive from the airport?
Dude, I've been gone almost 12 days from home. So it is so nice to be, dude. There's nothing better than sleeping in your own bed.
That's a fact.
Sleeping in your own bed, eating your own food. You know, it's the best. So I'm so grateful to be home, dude. Not even funny.
Yeah.
So nice.
Big road trip. How's Jake?
How's my lighting look? I didn't turn the lights on. Does it look all right?
It looks really nice, actually, today.
Because it's 84 degrees in Pittsburgh.
I'm
84.
I'm cleaning out my entire yard. Today's my, like, I'm just going to clean out all the stuff. Get it.
You cut your own grass, right? You cut your own grass?
No, you do?
You know what, dude? I always have. And just recently, I just hired a guy. But I'm thinking to myself, always had my sons cut the grass. I cut the grass. Like, you know, it was big. And like looking back, we had a huge yard. I had my kids push mow it. I'm like, you got to get out there and push mow the grass. But dude, like, I kind of want my daughters to mow the grass. So I think I'm going to cancel the guy and start mowing the grass again.
Well, but do you have like a little cart thing? Do you have like at least a John Deere? I tried.
No, we're push mow, bro. We're push mow. I got electric ego push mow and it works.
I tried to do, I'm like, I'm mowing my own lawn. That's going to be great. Great exercise, whatever. Yeah. First time I ever tried to do it, I got like a little square patch in one corner, sweating profusely. I turned to Jess. I'm like, we got to make some calls. I can't do it. I couldn't do it. And I was in good shape. Like, I couldn't. I just couldn't do it. I wish I could. Save me a lot of money. You know, pay a guy.
I honestly think I'm doing it more for the kids. I mean, more like, but I know what's going to happen. It's a great idea. Like with the boys, I'm like, get out there and cut the grass. I kind of like a little bit of a, like, get out there and cut the grass. You're a boy. But with my daughters, I know I'm going to be like, hey, get out there and cut the grass. We're not doing that. I'm like, all right, I'll cut it.
Yeah, daughter's always.
And I'm going to be like, I should hire that guy back.
That's so good. Or watch, they're going to hire him without telling you and just have.
Yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
You're not there.
Guy shows up.
Anyway. Yeah, so you were away a lot, but you got to see some baseball. You actually went to a Reds game playing.
Yeah.
What was that, Friday?
Yeah, I got the Diamond Club seats. I always wanted to sit there, you know, right in the on deck circle for all those years. I'm like, hey, what's going on? The great seats. Now I finally got a couple seats in the Diamond Club with Jake and I. You know, after right the day before he got Tommy John surgery, we went out to the game and got to watch the Reds versus the Phillies, dude. First off, two really good teams. But the Phillies, dude, are good. Harper had just come back from paternity leave, hit a three-run bomb, I believe, two or three-run bomb. You know, just that lineup top to bottom was just kept coming for you. Zach Wheeler was on the bump just throwing bowling balls up there. I mean, just nasty sinkers, you know, ripping four-seamers, nasty slider. They're good, man. They're good. That rotation.
Yes.
Talk Nola. About that. Wheeler, Ranger Suarez, dude, that guy's a stud.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute stud, man. It's like that line, that, and they just got Taiwan Walker back. So, I mean, but the Phillies lineup, dude, I mean, you got Schwarber, Trey Turner's hitting 340, bro.
Mm-hmm.
340. Harper's doing his thing. Alec Boehm might be one of the best players, best starts in baseball, dude. Yeah. Ready for these numbers?
Go.
Could you guess what his numbers are if I didn't tell you?
No,
are you looking at him right now?
No, I'm not.
Right, don't look. Okay. What do you think Alec Boehm's hitting?
This is a tough one. What should I say? Like 279?
279?
Yeah.
365.
Oh.
365 in 104 bats. It's like he's not platooning. 365. How many home runs does Alec Bohm have?
I want to say 4.
Okay, bam. Bing, you nailed it. Or that's not a good buzzer, but bing, bing, bing. How's that? Bing, bing, bing. Yeah. You nailed 4. All right, how many ribbies does Alec Bohm have?
I'm going to be wrong on this anyway. I'm going to say, let's see. I'm going to say 14.
14. 26, dude. He has almost double the ribbies. Yeah. He's almost have an RBI game, dude.
That's crazy.
What do you think Alec Bohm's OPS is?
I'm going to be really bad at this. Let's see.
Dude, I didn't know this either. I'm just diving in.
I'm going to say 874.
That's awesome guess. 1,056, dude. Almost 1,100.
Wow.
The best hitter on the Phillies right now is Alec Bohm.
And then you put him in the middle of, you put him with the rest of that lineup, and you're in trouble if you're an opposing
catcher. Yeah, I mean, Marsh is hitting well. He's almost at 300 with almost a 900 OPS. Real Muto. Castellanos has been struggling a little bit. He'll get it going, though. But, dude, this team's good. Just a newsflash. They're 19-10, the Phillies. Good team.
It's a good division, man. It's a pretty good division. Top heavy, yeah. But it's a good division with those teams. Everybody has to beat the bad teams in that division to try to get into the playoffs from the NL East this year, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, dude, speaking of that division, mm-hmm. I wanted to go to a game yesterday where it's so, you know, where you get up big early on, like the Miami Marlins mm-hmm. went up 7-0 on the Nationals in those first two innings. And I remember looking at it because Jazz Chisholm, I think, hit a grand slam. Anytime I see 7-0 early, I remember to even being in the dugout. Come on, boys, keep chipping. Get one, you know, and just, you know, for some reason, I remember when I was a player, dude, we go up big and you try to, you be in the dugout going, we got to add on. Cause you know, if you don't add on for some reason, dude, the other team always ends up coming back. And I looked back at that and the Nationals, dude, overcame that 7-0 deficit and end up beating the Marlins 12-9. 12-9. And it was, you know, it's just a good reminder for kids out there, for anyone out there that's a coach or in the game. When you go up big, you better keep adding on for whatever reason. When you hit cruise control, it never ends up working out.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, wait, let's go back to the other team you saw over the week, because the Reds, dude, the Reds are they're playing really well. I actually think they can actually go on a bigger run and be even better than they are. I love Hunter Green. You brought him up to me right before they called him up. He's not even where he wants to be, but when he's hot, he can't be hit like big time. Yeah.
Well, their rotation is legit. You know, Frankie Montas, Hunter Green's sometimes tough because you're like, you look at the stuff, you're like, man, this guy should be dominant. Mm. But I think he's still, you know, figuring out the big league, still figuring out what he does well and you know, when to throw, you know, what pitch when. But man, he's got electric stuff, dude. Some of the best stuff in the game. But I really think Nick Lodolo, dude, that lefty, is nasty. He's nasty. So they got good pitching, man. Abbott, mm-hmm. you know, those guys in that rotation, they got good pitching. Then they got a great back end of the bullpen, dude. Their bullpen's been lights out for David Bell. So, and also that lineup, man. Spencer Steer, Ellie De La Cruz looks like a star. Top to bottom, Christian Encarnacion Strand's going to get really hot here at some point. I really believe that. But there's a lot of good teams in baseball. A lot of mid-market teams.
Yeah.
You know, like the Reds, like the Brewers are 17-10. They're playing great. Hey,
We didn't see the Cubs being 17-11 yet, right?
Yeah, the Cubs are 17-11, dude, playing great baseball. Although they got smoked 17-0 the other day by the Red Sox. Hello.
Those games almost don't count. Like, you almost forget that they have.
That's true, dude. That's true.
Staying at Central, I'd be a little nervous if I'm the St. Louis Cardinals. Like, last year might not have been an aberration. They are 4.5 games out and 13-15 right now.
Yeah, they have been scuffling, man. They're the offseason pitching they've signed has kind of been up and down. The lineup's not gotten going. Goldschmidt's really, really cold out the gates. But one thing when you think about the Cardinals, you can't help but to think, like, you look at Tyler O'Neill in the year that he's having so far with the Red Sox. I mean,
oh, forget about it.
You know, you just look at some of these outfielders that they've gotten rid of, like Randy Arozarena, Adolis Garcia. I think they got rid of for like a a Pepsi and a 12 pack of Pepsi and a bucket of balls. You know what I mean? Like you're watching, you know, I mean, the evaluating of the talent, but you know, Tyler O'Neill moving him. I mean, this guy's basically come out the gates and said, you know what? This change of scenery in Boston. I'm looking, just looking up his numbers really quick.
Nine bombs. Change of
scenery. 329.
Mm-hmm.
329. It only 70 at bats. Nine bombs. A lot of them are solo because he's got 12 ribbies.
Yeah.
And but 1176 OPS, dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's rolling.
He is rolling.
Absolutely rolling.
Yeah, and that team's pretty good, man. You talk about that Red Sox team. They're hanging in there, and that division's ridiculous. The AL East is ridiculous, and the Yankees and this is a good time if you're the Blue Jays and the Red Sox to hope that the Yankees and the Orioles beat up each other in this 4-game series. You know.
Well, this is gonna be a huge 4-game series. I mean, how about the Yankees scoring 30 runs, dude? 30 runs in the last two games. You go back to yesterday, Chance. Let me just make sure I get this right. I believe they had 18 hits. They had 18 hits and 6 walks.
Yeah.
That's some pressure, dude. Every guy in that lineup, every starter in that lineup almost had at least 2 hits. So we go Soto went 1-for-5, Verdugo 1-for-6, and G. But, dude, Rizzo hit his 300th home run. Congrats to Riz. Congratulations, Riz. 300 bombs, 161st player to ever do that in big league history. That's incredible.
That is
special. And dude, yeah, and it's great to see Riz went 4-for-4 yesterday, now hitting 277, hit his 4th bomb. It is true, though, man. He hadn't had a ton of power initially, but home runs come in bunches. When you start getting that slot, they just start, and he's crushing some balls lately. So that's huge. Judgey had 3 hits. Folks, turns out he's a really good player, about to absolutely go off. Second day in a row with a bomb. Volpe on his birthday, 2-for-4 with a bomb, 3-run bomb. Dude, top to bottom, that lineup just went off. Gleyber Torres is starting to get it going a little bit, couple hits here and there.
Yeah, and Boone made a little tweak starting his Saturday. They were scuffling a little bit. He took a hot hitter, put Verdugo in a 4 spot, and he dropped Rizzo a little bit down to 6. I like that, man. I like when your bottom of the lineup has a guy who's very scary. And I think some teams don't have that, and the Yankees have that that opportunity. So it kind of stretched. I think by moving Verdugo to the 4 spot, it kind of stretched that lineup more in a scary way. Like, you got a little more power in the back end than you had with you.
Yeah.
It was consistently catcher, third base, and your 4th outfielder about 7-9 for the Yankees. Now they got guys getting hot at the bottom of the lineup.
Right. That's and Trevino's swinging it. Cabrera's still swinging it. But you're right. Torres hitting 7, Gleyber. But I like what Boone did with righty Volpe, lefty Soto, righty Judge, lefty Verdugo, righty Stanton, lefty Rizzo, Glaber's righty, lefty Cabrera, all the way down. You know, it's righty lefty all the way down that lineup. So that's a matchup problem.
Right.
That's a matchup problem. I mean, dude, that lineup's just so deep.
It's so deep.
When you score 30 runs in 2 games against a really good Brewers team, that's a good team.
That's a good point. Hey, let's go back to the AL Central real quick. I'm putting you on a spot.
And by the way, Pat Murphy of the Brewers coming on tomorrow with us.
Let's go.
Manager for the Brewers. We'll see what he has to say about the 30 runs.
Yeah, and everybody loves that, man. Everybody that plays for that guy.
He's the best, dude. Murph's the best.
You know him how? How did you?
Just over the years, man. Over the years, I got to know Murph a little bit here and there. And he's great. He's just such a great guy. And, you know, he's a baseball guy. But his college coach for all those years, Arizona State, Notre Dame, all the things. And then I got into – then Council was like, you want to be my bench coach? He's like, yeah, let's do it. And now he's a manager in the big leagues. So, got to love it.
I do love it. Hey, so the Guardians got banged up a little. They battled. It was tough. They were playing the Braves. Lost that series. But you got Guardians and the Royals – and listen, the Tigers are not playing bad. Tigers are only 3 games out. But you got Guardians, Royals, Tigers. Twins are still hanging in there, 14-13.
And they've won 7 in a row. Twins won 7 in a row.
And they've won 7 in a row. The White Sox are really an embarrassment.
It's a bad team. It's a bad team.
But that division, like you said, the Central divisions are so fun. And again, you said there's good teams. This is not your old school Central division where everybody's 500 right now and you still don't know who's like the really good team out of them all. I don't know, that's going to be a race to watch.
Dude, listen, Cleveland is the real deal. Steven Vogt has those guys playing some ball. They got some good pitching. They got the best bullpen in baseball, I believe. Them and the Tigers have the best bullpens in baseball. And you know, when you got Naylor swinging it and Kwan and you know, Jose Ramirez. So their lineup's legit. Kansas City Royals, they did a lot in the offseason, man, with that pitching, you know, getting the guys that they have, you know, Reagan, the lefty, he's nasty. Brady Singer's got good stuff. They also brought in Michael Wacha. That rotation is deep. That rotation is deep. So they're good. Bobby Witt Jr., Sal Perez is having a resurgence. I think he's got 7 or 8 pumps. You know, so they're swinging it, man, out there in Kansas. Those are two legit teams. I got a feeling they're going to be around when you look at their body of work.
Yeah, and then it's just a general theme. You mentioned Kwan. There are a lot of teams that are having success this year with what? Speed and contact at the top of their lineups, like old school. Back in the day, you got Kwan. Volpe does it with the Yankees, you know. Everybody that's kind of leading their divisions right now has a little bit of that 1-2-3-4 in their lineup, like the old Dusty Baker book said, like, my top of the order can get on, they can run bases. I got the meteor running, hitting 2-3-4. It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, no, it still matters. It's still, I like that. I like that old school philosophy, how you set up a lineup. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the Phillies too. I mean, I hate to say it, but we're not talking about the Braves because they're 19-7.
No, it's just ho-hum, right?
They're just so ho-hum. Like, the Braves.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to win 105.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like so ho-hum.
Yeah, he could go 50-70 this year, by the way.
I know.
Wait, hold on. Let me pull up the I got to pull up the stolen base leaders real quick because it is a fun list right now.
Yeah, let me see that.
Oh, by the way, who's your favorite player in the Rangers again? First home run of his career.
Wyatt Langford off the inside the park homer. That was so great. Play.
That's how you hit an inside the park home run. Ball a weird corner where both guys
Died,
and it bounces like 9 miles.
Right? And he flies too, so he, you know, he's got great speed.
Dude, he flies.
It is weird though, because his power, he's got elite power.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that, his first home run a month into the year to be inside the Parker is definitely a weird way to do it, because he's got some of the best power around.
Yeah. Now I got to go back. We got to ask the manager of the Brewer this tomorrow, because we had Bryce Terang on a couple weeks ago, and he was one stolen base ahead of, I think, Ellie De La Cruz. He now has 13 stolen bases.
Wow.
13 stolen bases in 25 games.
Wow. Good for him, dude.
By the way, he's in 310 right now. 2 bangs, 9 ribbies.
He looks good, dude. He's getting, and if you watch Durang, he's hitting the ball hard a lot too. Yeah, I can't wait to ask Murph about some of these guys in that lineup. You know, they got some good young kids in that lineup.
Yeah. How about a 371 on base? That's what I'm talking about with some of these guys. You know, you look at Volpe, 368 on base. These are guys that are stealing bases. Kyle Tucker is a 397 on base. He's got 5 stolen bases for Houston, who, by the way, they really are kind of right in that ship a little bit in that division when we're kind of ready to bury him. I think everybody likes to bury him because they're kind of the bad guys for a few years.
He's right.
He could pounce on them. One other guy on a stolen base list I wanted to bring up to you, Mike Trout, dude. You brought this up the other day. Like, he played all through the spring. He might be in the best shape of his career right now.
Yeah, I think. How many bags does he have?
5.
He had 5 bags in 3 years combined. Last 3 years, 5 total.
Yeah.
He wants to run. He wants to keep his legs under him. He probably thinks that running more and keeping his legs strong is a big deal. It's funny to watch him. I think he's got 10 bombs, but he's hitting like 240 or something.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird stat line, Mike Trout, right now.
Yeah, his batting average at the moment is, they don't put batting averages. Oh, here we go. Mike Trout is hitting 226 at the moment.
226, not even 240. So it's a weird line, right? 226, 10 bombs, 5 bags. But he's going to get hot, super hot at some point.
Right. Yeah, to not be hot and have 10 home runs, you're going to have a pretty good season, right?
Yeah, you're doing something right. Yeah, you're doing something right.
Nice. All right, so we got Brewers manager tomorrow.
Yes.
We got so much to ask him about, dude. That team is fun to watch. That ballpark is fun to play in. We've got a couple of their guys on.
That's going to be great, man. I can't wait to talk to Murph. And like I said, the Brewers are playing some really, really good baseball right now. Yeah. Sitting there in the Central, I believe. What are they? First in the Central, 17-10, half game up on the Cubbies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who was I asking the other day?
Let's see. You were 12 different places in 12 days.
Yeah. Where was I? I think I was at the network.
Probably.
I asked somebody about.
Researcher.
Why can't I remember, dude?
You worked with, who did you work with last?
No, week? I was talking to a Brewers player, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah, I was. And the fact that I can't remember, the fact that I can't remember is ridiculous. But anyway, I asked him about Murph.
Okay.
And he's like, this guy's incredible.
Yes.
You know, just like Terang said, he's incredible. Someone else told us that he's incredible too. So what's two incredibles for Murph?
All right. We'll get the incredible. We got the incredible manager of the incredible Brewers. All right. You gonna get out and get some sun today, dude?
Yeah, dude. I took a walk this morning with Mace. Just so you could drop a bomb real quick in the neighbor's yard. And then what else did I do? I got a little about to work out at noon, so I got some a little late workout for me. But it's my buddy Ryan Johnsy. He's killing me. I'm like, Johnsy, 8:30 normal time. He's like, I can't do it till noon. I'm like, ooh.
Oh, jeez. So, real quick, Macy's a girl, right?
You're Macy's. Yeah, Macy's a girl. Yeah.
Does she have feminine collars and stuff, or is it more neutral, or is it just masculine? So I got a question on that quick.
She just has a regular collar, I think. I think it's blue.
So where we're going to, like, I've been walking Macy a lot more out front and taking her on long, like, little hike walks because the ACL's got to get better.
Oh, yeah. How's Macy doing?
She's doing great. And it's great for me, too. It's like she's walking me. Like, I got
damn. Yeah, right. You're getting some exercise.
I live here now. People are like, oh, when did you move in? I've been here. But Jessica, we needed a new collar for her because she's so strong. And we never really took her with a walking collar, and she's a big dog.
Right.
We got pink, dude. Am I all right with that? Am I
okay
with the pink?
Yeah. Dude, I wear pink. Look, I got a pink shirt on.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Real men wear pink, dude.
All
right. Real dogs. But Macy's a girl, right?
Macy is a girl, but she looks so scary and intimidating. I think the pink will help because sometimes
the pink will help. Yeah, she's a nice dog.
Yeah. So, all right. Good to know.
Glad we figured that out.
Yeah, glad we got that though before you get up there. All right. Have a great day today, man.
All right, man. Have a great rest of the day, Chanchi. Everyone out there, thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Subscribe, download. We'll see everybody tomorrow.